All right. Hello and welcome, everyone. Welcome to our final class of the three-month series. I have a special ceremony I'm going to guide you through this evening to honor your inner and outer God, goddess, and also to celebrate the journey that we've been on together as a group. And I want to say that this group has quite a powerful energy. I feel like I'm, showing up very fully with you all, and there's just a palpable energy field to tap into. I know it's true of all of you, whether you're listening to recordings or on live, and so many of you have been able to be on live for a lot of the calls, and that's been really a joy. And I'm so glad to hear, too, that the recordings are helpful for you to go over and to even, press pause or take notes if you want, or just go to the excerpt of a meditation that you wanted. So I'm glad to hear all that feedback. And I want to tell you that there's, not so much of an agenda with the classes as there is a theme, because the way that I've structured the class, it's kind of like maybe how a landscaper puts in the stone for a water feature or something. You don't know until the water flows how it's really going to go, and yet, and it's done very loosely with these sort of markers of foundational principles. That's how I've done it. And of course, wanting to share practices that I do myself, but each time I share them, a different aspect of it is highlighted, and every time I teach anything, it's always coming from a slightly new place for that moment, however I've evolved, or however the perspective, the group energy field seems to draw out certain aspects. So sometimes the same thing I talk about can sound very different at different times, because the class really comes out of the energy field of the group, and the interaction between us, all of us, is what produces what comes out. So that's the only way I know how to teach. I do the same in my seminars. One of my first mentors was a channel. I guess I told you about her last time, and that's pretty much the way she did everything. She was very grounded, so there's lots of preparation without knowing exactly how it's going to come out in the moment. And these foundational principles have really emerged over a period of many, many years. And you all know that I don't do the same thing the same way twice, so exact rituals are not going to ever match. The exact steps of a ritual won't really ever match. But these elements that I've asked you to gather for tonight, I'm excited to guide you through that process. And we'll do that in just a little bit. So, going to go to, there we go. Okay. So I just really want to acknowledge you for following your heart's desire for 3 months. I know it often changes and evolves as you go, and following your intuition when sometimes it's just an inkling or a feeling feels very much like stepping off the map. We're so used to putting our attention on a charted path, and programming is very much charted. It's very much laid out for you. It's spelled out for you and drummed into us, about the way we should do things or what we should do and what we should have our attention on. That's the thing. As children, we come in, to the world very wide open, and we're picking up on a lot of things and listening and absorbing everything. We're like these little sponges. And then we learn how to selectively perceive based on the feedback we get from those we're modeling after, the monkey see, monkey do. And, of course, we have such a strong need for belonging, and we want to be on the wavelength of the ones who are caring for us. And so, generationally, we have certain beliefs that we're affected by from our peer group, but also, culturally and family and significant others and the archetypes in our collective, which for modern life are, basically our politicians, our philosophers and writers, our sometimes, our artists, but also, movie stars and rock stars and sports stars. They set the tone for our values and beliefs. And sometimes that's for the better and sometimes not so much. So that's why we're exploring off the map and why we are going in within in a fashion to wake up both the intuitive sense and also to become more aware of our energy flow, our energetic system, the flow through our bodies, which is not something talked about much until recently in the past decade or so. It's much more common dinner table conversation, but still, you know, not as valued as far as navigating your life and actually applying this to your day for where to put your attention. So I appreciate that you have showed up for many weeks and months to step out not knowing where your foot's going to land sometimes. It's a very brave practice to trust intuition and the power of the mystery. It is a feminine practice, whether you're a man or a woman. That's the right side of the brain, and that's a more yin attunement through our bodies. So it's quite an accomplishment to be open to that, and certainly to take action from there is a real accomplishment. I want to say something about how subtle the changes can be, because some of us have had some pretty big manifestations, like possible changes in home and places to live and career changes and all that, which are great, and I totally celebrate that. But I also want to say the subtle changes are huge. We don't always get a large manifestation within a three-month period. What we do get, if we're practicing these very deeply centering exercises and cultivating our awareness from that centered space, is, let's say, picture a circle. So if you were to draw a circle around you, say it was, say like 15 feet diameter or something, and you're standing in the center of it. From the very center of a circle, or better yet, put the group around you, put a circle of friendly faces around you, about 10 feet in every direction all around you, like you're standing in the center. And from the very center, just a minute shift in direction will give you a new face, right, to look at. And from the outside, standing on the outside, you have to move a farther distance to get a bigger perspective. So when you're very centered and your awareness is coming from within, just the most subtle, tiniest shift can make a very big difference in what you see and what is reflected to you. And from the outside, it's not a good or bad thing, but it just requires more movement and to get a different perspective. You know, if you're standing on the perimeter and someone's in the center, you know, you're shifting just that little increment, you would see them slightly differently, but not that much. So that's what these exercises are geared toward, and that's why we start with the conscious breath, and as a wave. There's other physiological reasons for that too, which I can tell you about, but why we move our bodies in a wave as we breathe. Maybe I'll just tell you right now that there are three very important waves of movement through the body. I know there's more than three, but three primary. And one is this wave of the breath, which I've had you exaggerate. We'll do that in a minute, right? Arching your back and then flattening the back and then letting the whole body wave and move. And that is the wave of your breath. And then there's also an electromagnetic wave. Your body's energy system moves in a wave through the body, and very much like a ripple or a flow, both from the inside out and the way it circulates around the dancing of yin and yang forces throughout the body, spirals and waves through your body. And then there's also the this fluid that bathes the brain and the central, the spine, the central nervous system through the spinal cord. and there's a pump at the base of the sacrum, and then all the way up, this fluid is secreted, and it bathes your whole nervous system in the very center of the body. It's called the cerebrospinal fluid wave. That's why sacro-occipital technique is so powerful and preferred, and why so many osteopathic and chiropractic techniques incorporate the knowledge of this, the freedom of movement of this wave on all levels. That when you're moving with your breath and your spine is waving, it's also built in an S shape. Yes, you know that, the curve of the spine. And you're tapping into these three waves, they come into synchrony. And as they do, you get that peaceful feeling. You might get tingling through your body. You get that openness, lightness. Everything starts to, you know, your vision starts to clear. Your mind stills. There's a lot that goes into these very, very simple practices that, you know, if I went into too much detail, would probably be real boring. But I thought I would just let you know that many of you said by the end of the class, you realize how important the conscious breath is. And, you know, upon first introduced to it, it's like, yeah, we know this already. Conscious breath. Okay, so, you know, the yoga position, do the breath. Okay, kind of like, let's get on to the next thing. But many of you have said, wow, I just want to come back to that and really practice it and bring it in throughout my day. Because you can do that movement in such a subtle way, nobody knows you're doing it. You can do it while you're talking to someone. It can be that subtle and still be that effective. You know, I mean, I'm talking minute movement because your body is waving as you breathe anyway. So usually we're wired into relating socially from this more shallow breathing. Because often, unless we feel very safe with someone, oftentimes we're guarding. And we can't really access all of our intuition. That's most of the time that guarding isn't needed, most of the time. And if it ever is needed, your gut will tell you. And you don't interact with that person for very long. But for the most part, you're softening that breath and coming into the wave will actually give you much more enjoyable time relating to people. So I thought I'd just throw that in, just a little background on how powerful the conscious wave breath is. And there's even so much more to it. I'll get around to telling you that someday. Okay, so now I want to talk about how these tiny, small shifts in our inner compass make huge differences. So we talked about perspective from being inside the circle, right, or in the center of your wheel of life in the being space and how that affects the entire wheel, right? So as you begin to learn to listen from presence, from this being space, which is slowing down and paying attention to your body's signals, your senses start accessing more information that's there the whole time, but that is screened out when we're in the shallow breathing, fight or flight. Even if we're not full out in fight or flight, if we're partially guarded, we are partially shut down. And a couple of you have told me that one of the big realizations you've gotten from class is, wow, how much of me is shut down how much of the time? And that's a really good noticing. You know, and I'm not saying, you know, take a can opener and open wide up right away. I actually don't believe in that. I believe that these small shifts from the center are actually more powerful, more healthy, and for the most part, they're gentle, like a homeopathic treatment of taking in the light. For those of you who have told me in your emails that, you know, some people sound like they're just having these joyous, huge experiences all the time, and sometimes that happens for me, but a lot of times it's just, you know, more peaceful. And I just want to say that these homeopathic doses of peace or beauty or feeling the joy are incredibly powerful. Subtle is powerful. Small shifts make huge differences. I really want to encourage you with that, and also that a 3-month period is a short amount of time to begin to consistently focus and make these shifts. So I just want to underscore that for everyone to encourage you, because as you slow down and you start allowing yourself to breathe and perceive from the being space through the whole body with whole body awareness, you get much more comfortable with the unknown. You don't have to go into that nervous, busy, low priority space filling stuff that everybody rushes around doing all the time. You'd be less likely to have, you know, the TV on in the background or this or that. You would notice it more and say, you know what, if nobody's watching it right now, I'm going to turn it off. Or you're just going to start savoring your silence. And that's huge, too, savoring. One of my favorite words. And I told you that one of my first teachers taught me that before. He said, before I teach you anything about nutrition, anything about Ayurvedic or the Chinese system or all these other systems, and anything about food or supplements, savoring your food is the most important thing you can do for your health with nutrition. And now I know, after studying with him and studying for years a little bit about this Eastern system, we have a palate designed to pick up these different elements of flavors of sweet, sour, salt, pungent, and I forget what all, sweet, sour, salt, pungent, and I can't think of what the other one's called, but anyway, sour. That this, as we're, palate is activated, those actually correspond to these different elements, and they not only help your digestion and metabolism, they encourage you to receive the life force from your food. So as we're doing these meditations, we're actually encouraging ourselves to receive the life force, like it's food, through our eyes and ears and touch and smell and taste. There's an exchange that puts us in a flow of oneness with our environment. With these more feminine practices, which include the body and the senses and are very full of pleasure. And I've encouraged you to open to receive, and again, homeopathically is always good and fine, increasing your tolerance for pleasure, increasing your ability to receive sensual pleasure. And because the way that's marketed to us is always over the top, you know, in a way that we're supposed to be feeling it. And that's kind of like missing out on the point. And we think if we're not in our 20s and we're not like highly wired to that, you know, sexual and erotic stimulation, that then, oh, it's over for us. And that's so not true. Because it's quite the opposite. You know, I want to say subtle is huge. And sensuality has dimensions to it that are transformative, that are healing, and that are very powerful. Subtlety builds at a depth that's rooted and that nourishes and stays in your body. And this high voltage external youth-oriented culture stimulation stuff that we're marketed isn't sustainable, you know, and doesn't quite work for us anymore anyway. So that's not a bad thing. All right, so I think I've got that point across. Making changes from the outside in and from the inside out, that it's all one. You know, that we are a part of our environment. We're the human bridge between heaven and earth, which is the major practice of our ceremony coming up. All right, let's just take a breath now and let's do a few conscious breaths instead of just talking about them. So this time I'd like you to emphasize the exhale, and at the end of the exhale, just give it a little ha. And really squeeze it out before you inhale. So So inhale slowly and deeply, filling the belly. Top of the breath, let's increase just a little more and a little more. We're going to, and then let it out all the way. And at the bottom of the breath, bottom of the wave, give it a little ha, a little extra. And then notice how you really want that in-breath after that ha. It makes you thirsty for the in-breath all the way to the top. Take in a little more at the top, a little more at the top. Really fill, stretch, expand, and then exhale down. And give a little ha at the end. It's like wringing out a sponge with a squeeze. And that's a type of cleansing breath, including that extra sound and motion at the very end from the belly, like sucking the belly in on the ha. You can feel that, yes? And then the in-breath is soft and open, and then we just stretch it at the top, making sure we fill the upper lungs and shoulders, roll our shoulders back and down as you raise the chin and then rock the other way, flatten the back, head and chin go down in the wave. You remember the C curve on the exhale, and ha. Okay, you can drop the end of that and just come back to a gentle wave. And now just appreciate the effortlessness of your exhale now. And enjoy the swing between the bottom of the exhale and the inhale without that little extra movement. Just appreciate the fullness of your exhale in a swinging motion as you begin the inhale. Remember swinging on a swing as a child, how much you loved pumping your legs and getting that height. Let's call that the inhale, swinging forward. And then you swing your legs down and you're in a C curve, right? Your head went down and you're kind of rounding your back, getting as much motion as you possibly can. And then you pump your legs and you're going forward. So now we're going to emphasize the inhale like we're swinging on a swing. So breathe in, swinging forward and then curving the back, swinging back. We're just curling in and we're just enjoying the ride. You enjoy the ride and you enjoy that transition. There's a movement between the inhale and the exhale as you're riding the wave of your breath. Is that kind of fun? This way you can exaggerate it and you can gain energy. You're just like a child. You're gaining the height and having fun, getting energy. You can gain energy with the conscious breath by doing this, starting with that emphasized exhale and then just enjoying the swing and the transitions between the two and exaggerating the motion a little bit. Okay, just relax and come back to your center. Find that center place between your sit bones if you're sitting. Come in for a landing in your chair. Deep breath in and just ha. Now let yourself be held. You're off the swing now. And you're on stable ground. And whether you're sitting in a chair or laying on a bed, just you are grounded and held. And this is what I love to call laying in Mother Earth's lap, feeling yourself being held by what's supporting you. And on this exhale, you let your air out and you sink in to what's supporting you. Relaxation is a response to feeling supported. If you feel supported, you will take a deep breath. It's only natural. So allow yourself to take in that feeling. Great. I'm going to go from here right into our ceremony. Then after the ceremony, and I promise I'll give you a little time to assimilate And then I will ask for celebration shares and insights. And many of you have emailed me, so I have some on hand too with permission to share. So I just thought I'd let you know ahead of time, and I promise to speak a little bit for your transition after the ceremony before I ask for that. Okay. All right. So we each have our own unique, beautiful balance of feminine and masculine energies. And we've been focused on this course in accentuating the feminine energy and the goddess energy. And of course, it's because the culture emphasizes the masculine. It's not that we want to leave him out. We want him. We want the masculine and the feminine to dance together in that beautiful curve that's in the middle of the yin and yang, right? You know, the two opposites dancing are curved and flowing. And in their eyes, they see each other. So in the yin-yang symbol, there's a little bit of yang in the yin and yin in the yang. And those are the eyes gazing at each other, seeing the reflection of the self in the other. And they are relating in harmony and in a flow. So as we go through this ceremony, we are going to be appreciating all these beautiful aspects of nature that are parts of us. And they're parts of our masculine and feminine energy. We really want balance, which is why we focus on the feminine, to bring in the balance and celebrate her. So both are celebrated here. All right, so you want to go ahead and light your candle. And enjoy that lovely dancing flame. That light is representing the light of our source, the light of your own soul, and the light of the life force energy, giving life to everything. So as we breathe, let's breathe in this light through our whole body. As you watch it dance, or maybe my candle's dancing, maybe yours is still, just take that warmth and that light as you breathe through the entire body. Drink it in. Let all your cells be bathed in that original light of the source. We think of it as coming down from the heavens, but actually it's interpenetrating everywhere in every direction. So let's imagine there's a candle in your heart, and you would take this candle and light the candle in your heart. And just see that flame dancing as well. And you can do this ceremony, most of it, with your eyes open, because we are going to be acknowledging the objects of that we've chosen. So you want to mostly keep your eyes open. You can also imagine with your eyes open, you can also see that light dancing in your heart. And you can feel it warming you from the inside out. As above, so below. What's outside, so inside. Is reflected and known from the inside. And then as we breathe, well, there's this continuity of inner and outer, exhale and inhale. So really blurs the boundary between inside and outside. There's a oneness in the flow of our breath. And if you did have bring water with you, you want to gaze upon the water, or you can in your mind's eye if you didn't have water with you. And you might, if it's in a glass, something you can sip, you might want to take a sip. Or if it's in a photo or just around you, just savor the water element. We're about, as adults, about 66% water. such a important life-giving element. The opposite and equal complement to the fire is the nourishing, flowing, cooling, soothing, or warming water. And of course, we're acknowledging the air with our breath, the air element. We're already there. It's under the wings of the birds, and it's blowing through the trees, and it's in through circulating through our lungs. So next, reach for your representative of the mineral kingdom. What object did you choose? Was it a stone, a crystal, a gem? Metal items also come into this category, something metal. So let yourself be fascinated by what you chose. Pick it up if you can, or touch it, or gaze on it if it's just outside your window. What do you love about it? You chose this. What do you find beautiful? Its shape and color, its weight, its clarity, or sparkle, or smoothness, or roughness. Just touch it. Through the touch, it speaks to you. Really receive it. The mineral element has such stillness to it, and yet it's packed with life force. So connected, came from the earth, or perhaps smoothed by flowing waters. But you discovered it, you were drawn to it, you chose it. So savor its beauty and savor its qualities with your eyes, with your touch. I don't know if it has a scent or a taste, salty, but whatever it is, take a breath and receive it with gratitude. This is one of your qualities. You recognized this beauty because it's inside you, that sparkle or stillness or ancient wisdom. And then go ahead and place it next to your candle. Take a breath and just assimilate and appreciate. Assimilate and appreciate. Then let your attention go to the plant kingdom. What did you choose there? What qualities do you love about this plant, flower, tree, whatever it is? As you take a breath, just appreciate and savor the beauty of this plant. You know, as you breathe in, you're breathing in its exhale. It gives off oxygen. And as you are breathing out, it breathes in. That's a true friendship, when what each other needs is so symbiotic, so easy and natural. Just enjoy it. What qualities do you love about it? What is so supportive to you, or beautiful to you, or nourishing to you? so alive. Appreciate its life force. Feel and see how this beautiful being is as equally alive as you are. Very fully, completely full of life force and spirit. Breathe in the qualities, let yourself absorb them, savor them, receive them down to your toes. All the way in. Plants are rooted. That's one of their gifts. They know how to take up nourishment from the soil. They know how to grow toward the light. They know how to branch out. Wow. Feel the alignment of that rootedness and that growing toward the light and then opening up to receive. Amazing gift. Breath of gratitude. And then perhaps that's in your environment or it's near your candle, wherever it is, let it be. It's all part of the ceremony. Acknowledge it. Thank it. It's like we're bowing to it, saying thank you. Thank you for your presence. Now let your attention go to the animal that you chose. Maybe that's in a photo, or maybe it's your pet, or maybe it's the birds outside. I'm sure you have more than one favorite, just like with plants, but just focus on one at a time to fully receive its power and its beauty. What environment does it come from? Does it come from the water, the ocean, the woods, the mountains, the open meadows? And if it's your pet, what environment do they love? What do you love about this animal? Let your eyes fill with its beauty, its strength, its softness, their ability to relax, and their ability to be so alert. They can dial it up or down. They know how to come in for a landing and relax after they've been dialed up. What is its song or its call? Let that ring through you. You can hear it from a distance or you can hear it close up, whatever feels relaxing to your nervous system, to your body. Maybe it's just a little sound they make when they yawn or something endearing, or maybe it's the call, you know, the wolf to the moon. So what are the qualities you love so much? Do they energize you? Do they calm you? Do they make you laugh or smile? Do they help you rest and feel safe? Or is it a mystical connection, just the beauty and power of it energizes you? So if you were to gaze into the eyes of your chosen animal or animal spirit, and again, you can do this with eyes open, and if they're not physically present with you, and you lock eyes, did you choose them or did they choose you? There's an affinity, appreciation, welcome and gratitude. And just receive that through your whole body. Receive the quality this animal carries that you love so much, the grace, the power, the strength, the softness, whatever it is. Breath of gratitude. And release. Now open up to your environment, the one that you've created for yourself with these elements, or the environment you live in that's all around you. If for whatever reason you're not in a favored environment, then just bring to your mind and heart a favorite environment. Probably most of us right where we are can do this with whatever is here. And that's preferred, but not a problem at all if you go to another environment in your mind and heart, that's fine. And just enjoy that environment, and there's a spirit to a whole environment. You know, the nature spirits, the fairies, the devas. I love the way they're depicted in the Celtic lore. A lot of ancient traditions have these very fairy-like beings all around taking care of nature. Magical. They represent the magical connection between all of these life forms. Your body, mind, and heart is a place for all these qualities to combine with your ability to move and express and walk through the world. These are your fully connected goddess qualities. You, as the human in a feminine form, tap into the power of nature. Just open to receive the subtle realms of nature, just in the feeling. Whether that's the spirit of the mountain or the pond or the trees, whatever it is. Deep breath. And Mother Earth really is the original goddess that we spoke of in last class, Gaia. She's the origin of all these life forms. Lit by the sun, nourished by the waters, grounded by the fire that cooled from her belly to create the most fertile earth there is. Stones and metals come from that earth. Plants grew as the waters cooled. And so on, until animals and humans walk the earth. This invites you to receive all of this energy for your healing, and also to wake up your sacred sensuality. That is the gift of being in form. And the feminine form is that sensitive, intuitive, receptive form. It is not passive. It is receptive. That's very different. We're relanguaging this because receiving is not passive, as you all have told me. You found out it's incredibly powerful. All right, so if you do have your items kind of collected around in one spot, they can be placed anywhere now as like a little altar. A spot and a space to hold them, or if it's a collection of things around you, you know, a plant that's in your yard that you're focused on or something. It's just, it's always now anchored as a reminder of your deep appreciation and the qualities that it brings you. That's an exercise you can do in a short form at any time with any one of these elements. Stop, look, breathe, and receive. Right? I love just sort of being in the oneness of the whole environment without selecting any one thing out. I like being in movement, hiking, and just breathing and taking it all in. And that's like this awareness of oneness and wholeness where it's all one. And then it's also wonderful to stop, focus, gaze, and receive the beauty, receive the life force. This is moving from that experience of all is one to the focus. And that's the gift of being in a human body with this equipment, to go back and forth between, dance between the two. It's not either or, it's both and more. And that's the balance of masculine and feminine attributes. And no amount of study from all the years I've studied this can match recent years' experience of integrating it, finally. and how that affects the flow of our lives. All right, just coming back and appreciating and enjoying. I'm going to talk a little bit about these empowered feminine and masculine qualities, and then you can get your bearings and kind of come back into your the part of your brain that perhaps allows you to speak if you want to share. In just a little bit, I'm going to open the call on you individually, and you can press *6 and 1. If you want to share anything about the ceremony or class tonight, of course, and or anything about this experience, anything that has surprised you or your favorite practice or like a takeaway insight, I would love to hear about it. Many of you have emailed me all kinds of things, but I'd still love to hear for those who would like to share for that to happen. And in the meantime, I want to talk just a little bit about this dance of yin and yang, of the masculine and feminine traits in nature and then within us, and how that is really the heart of empowered manifestation. Now that we've spent a lot of the course focused on the feminine, you noticed by the time I got to the modern goddess calendar video, one before the goddess archetype, which is two classes ago, that then I started emphasizing masculine energy and focus and structure and how it supports the feminine. It's time to bring that in and to the fore, how incredibly important that is. Those two aspects dance together as equals for creativity. And because it's so unbalanced in our modern society, we do place a lot of emphasis on the feminine. And yet in nature, I want you to notice that all the things that every single form has a balance of both. And every single individual has their own unique balance of both. Just because we're women doesn't mean we don't have a lot of yang energy. Some women have more than others. Whatever's natural for you is the exact right balance. It's really important to acknowledge. When you can acknowledge your inner masculine, recently for me in recent years, that's acknowledging needing more structural support for me in my life in many ways. And also in my relationships and how they've transformed over the many years. And I've seen an evolution of this, that's for sure, after making a similar mistake over and over again. we learn that, ooh, there's something to be integrated here. Something needs to happen within for creativity to flow and to get to its next level. To get to your next level of expression, you must have a balance of both. Masculine and feminine need to be friends. The end of the battle of the sexes. They need to relate in this flowing curve. They need to dance with each other. So if you look at any one of your items, just notice what strength and structure there is and what flexibility and flow there is. Notice any straight lines, like the alignment of it and the opening of it. Let's take, for example, a plant. The stem of the plant is this yang reaching up, ascending toward the light. Excuse me. Reaching up toward the light and ascending is masculine. Oh, good thing I have a glass of water. Just a sec. And then branching out, opening, say the branches of a tree or the petals of a flower, that's the feminine aspect. The alignment is the masculine aspect. The allowing and opening is the feminine aspect. If you have one without the other, if you have all alignment, you're going to have that struggle and stress and push and striving and, you know, why isn't my chart going up all the time? You know, there's no waves, there's no spirals, there's no curves. And then, you know, that's how your senses will function, and then life is not beautiful or fun. You don't enjoy relating to people as much. Yeah, you get very mechanical and dry. And for women, they get very brittle with too much yang energy and not enough yin. And then the opposite is true with the feminine. I can speak from experience that a lot of feminine energy without the masculine support brings in a real exhaustion. And not just, you don't get to tap the grace of that receiving. So just notice the beauty of your items and what beautiful yin and yang elements are there in the items that you chose. That's within you too. Okay, so I'm going to ask you to press *6 and 1 for sharing any insights or takeaways. While you're doing that, I'm going to go to, see, do I have it? Yes, I do. I have this email open with a bunch of things that were sent to me. Hold on. Here's that, and then where's my, oh, there's my other thing. Okay. All right. I've got it. All right, so I'm going to start with Bonnie from Connecticut. She had 3 wonderful takeaways she gave me permission to share. And one of them is the ability to stand back and not get totally swept away when fear gets triggered. Though she still says she's quite aware of the feeling of the fear, she's not as identified with it. She says, at least I know it's a trigger. At least I know I'm in reaction. Before, it would just take me over, and it's just so overpowering, getting very triggered, you know, say by a certain kind of individual. He has someone that triggers them or a type of person that really triggers them. And she was saying that the last time she got triggered, she at least noticed it was a trigger instead of just feeling fearful. It's like, oh, okay, that's the first step toward freedom, is recognizing that it's a trigger, it's a pattern. And then she also says there is more peace and joy and beauty to come. She can feel it coming in as if seeds were planted. from the talks and meditations. She's aware, and it's a huge realization for her to say that she absolutely can begin to rest in the unknown. Just the idea of resting in the unknown as a possibility is a really big thing. And that recognizing the places that we've been shut down from disappointments as a defensive protection, right? Those gremlins. That they're not just a resignation of that's just the way I am or that's just the way it is. That those shutdowns are actually energy formations that can be healed. That's really big. So I love that. Thank you, Bonnie. And then I also got from Catherine saying that how much she loved the Wheel of Life was probably one of her favorite practices, although she says the breathing one, she'll keep coming back to that because she knows how important it is. And the gremlins were really kind of a eye-opening and challenging passage, but turning them into guardians was a real breakthrough. And she definitely noticed a shift with that because she shared in class. Let's see. I'm looking at the next one is from Anne. Anne said, your favorite takeaways, Anne from California, increasing tolerance for pleasure. And that was actually really big with several of you. Myra said the same thing, and many of you have told me that increasing tolerance for pleasure was a big one. And also the gremlins, that they hold the key and life force energy that actually helps you manifest your vision, was a radical awareness. Oh, sorry, radical self-care was a big shift. That's where the radical came in. That just saying those words and having that as a practice, really embracing the practice of self-care, it makes a big difference and a big change. She also loved the practice of breathing into the friction places, the spots of friction in the body, and being able to go through the release on riding the wave with the breath and feeling into where the joy comes from, just being able to release into joy. Let's see. Yeah, Myra said the same thing about experiencing joy and pleasure. And that nature has the power to help me do that. And letting go of pushing myself to do all the things I should, in quotes, versus living my life from a place of quiet enjoyment and self-nourishing. And this is a time, she says, in her life where she can prioritize joy, self-nourishment, and believing in her connection to the heart of the world. So that's very beautiful. See, I'm checking to see. I guess you're all listening to these. Okay. Adrian said she was so relaxed in the last class she fell asleep twice, but she kept listening to it because she loved the class on the archetypal goddess. And that made me laugh because I have been told I am a cure for insomnia, that I can put people to sleep very easily. So I'm happy to do that when you need your sleep, and I'm also happy that when you wake up, you like to listen to the recordings. I so appreciate all of that. Let's see. Okay, so that's what I have for now on that. I'd love to hear any sharings for takeaways, insights, what you've enjoyed about the class, any practices that you've enjoyed doing. Press star 6 and 1. And we're ready to hear from you. Who would like to share? Hello. Here we go. Okay, we have a couple people here. This one, let's see, who's this? Is that Adrian? Hello, 4048, last four digits.
That's Martha Morrill.
Oh, hi, Martha.
Yeah. So this is so perfect for me. I'm just back after 2 months thinking I was going to be gone 2 weeks, 3 weeks. And to have this final call is just so for me, it's kind of a send-off. I have not been consistent with the last probably 5 calls, but love listening to them. And I'm sitting here in a foot bath with hot tea and my sweet altar that per your instruction, and I just have a whole new appreciation for my plant and my candle and my crystals. So I thank you for that invitation in the self-nurturing.
Self-care.
Yeah, allowing that. And just the balance, incorporating the balance and the flow. It's just been, even though I've been kind of dipping out of the calls these past 90 days, I just feel the group and the circle and you at the helm, for lack of a better word, and your beautiful calming voice. I had trouble keeping awake the first few calls just because it is your energy and the flow. It's for integrating. It's just really a gift. And I just want to thank you and acknowledge you and the others, but you in particular. Thank you for bringing this together and offering this allowing and integration.
Allowing and integration. Thank you. Just tell us one of your favorite items on your altar.
Well, it's a candle that my mother, right before she died almost 30 years ago, she was in a wheelchair. She had MS for 20 years, and right before she died, she was in Napa and went on one of the brunch and hot air balloon rides, and she gave me this candle holder that I brought out and lit. And just in reflecting as you were talking tonight, that's one thing I'm really working on is nurturing myself, and how beautiful that my, you know, the mother, the feminine.
The mother energy from your candle holder.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm. Yeah. And the strength in that. So that was really beautiful, and I thank you.
Oh, that invokes her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah,
thanks.
Really.
Thanks so much for that. Allowing, self-nurturing, and also connection with the mother and spirit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Martha. We have another Martha on the line. Hi, Martha. Martha Weiner.
Hey. I just wanted to share, it was so nice to hear Martha, Martha from Carmel, and I'm guessing that she's back home. Hillary, I just wanted to thank you so much for this beautiful meditation today. I'm in my office, but looking out to the garden, and I have, the love of my heart, well, one of the love of my heart, Bruno, in my lap. And it was just a beautiful connection with him. And just taking this time to really be grounded and in totally in the present moment and just appreciating nature and all the energy and all the calmness that it brings.
Thank you. Martha, tell us what qualities Bruno has, and what's his mix of breed again? He's such a cute little thing, her dog.
He's actually a miniature long-haired dachshund. But as you know, he comes from my cousin who was very ill, and I inherited him. And his spirit is so beautiful. And I think the greatest quality of him is he just brings such joy. Joy to me, joy, anyone that sees him out walking, they just smile.
Yeah.
And that has been actually one of the big takeaways for me from this class, is really making a conscious effort bringing conscious awareness to joy and laughter, and being inspired to take a silent retreat that was very well,
Oh, yes, right.
After my last hospice case.
Mm-hmm. And that was well-timed.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you were able to do that.
Yeah. Oh, it was so wonderful.
Well, I know little Bruno, and he has such a sense of humor. He just makes everybody smile or laugh, and he's just, yeah, you can't not smile around him.
He's such a dear heart. And actually, during this meditation, he was in, I brought him in, I went to the living room, and then came back, brought him back into the office and had him in my lap, and he was listening to your voice, and I could just tell that he was connecting.
Uh-huh.
Spirit, and he was gazing at me, which is so lovely.
Wonderful.
I think I just wanted to add the last thing, which is what I'm trying to bring more mindfulness to, and that is rushing, you know, the piece about time and not rushing. And I see how I watch myself, and you know, I see it also in the pattern of my mother, you know, of trying to put too many things into a period of time and then rushing, and just being, you know, when I'm in the rush, you know, there's of course that the lost ability of being totally in the present moment.
Yeah.
That has been a big teacher for me. I mean, I've been aware of it, but, you know, and those habits that are so ingrained in us, you know, it's in the DNA of my family.
And yeah. Thank you for that. I think we've all probably noticed our inherited traits from mothers in particular, that things that we really do want to change is, you know, bless their hearts, but when they pass down a lot of these survival attributes of struggle, and, you know, they would want nothing more for us than to let go of those and have a more free and creative and more connected life. of course, what they would want.
Absolutely. And when I have conversations with her, she's saying, "Oh, Martha, you're doing too much. Oh, you're doing."
Yeah. I wonder where you learned it from. Yeah.
Or the reminder, anyways.
Right. Thank you, Martha. We have another caller.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, and that is Catherine. Hello, Catherine.
Hello. I just wanted to say thank you so much for this class. It's just I've gotten so much more out of it than I ever would have imagined, and I definitely feel a lot more relaxed, a lot more at peace, and when I look out at this great ocean from my beautiful view, I see the land, I see a connection of the yin and yang. I see the oneness of all of life. And I just feel like all the tools that you've given us, we're just going to keep, it's going to keep giving to us. And I got kind of an affirmation on the way home.
Uh-huh.
Because on my odometer, it was all eights when I pulled into my driveway. It was 88,000 miles in, well, it was all eight straight across. And that's my life number in numerology.
Is it really?
Yes, eight is my
life numerology, number. That's your life path number?
Yes.
And
it's a very lucky number for me. It's a spiritual number, and it's a prosperity number.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like an number. Affirmation that it's on my graduation day, a ceremony, that it's going to be all integrated.
Oh, I love that.
And I just wanted to share that and just say thank you so much.
Thank you, Catherine. Thank you, everyone. My goodness. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and, there's one more caller. Hello?
I think it's me. Hello, it's Adrienne.
Hi, Adrienne. Yeah, it's you.
I just want to acknowledge everybody on the line with us. There's something about this connection that we all have, and it ebbs and flows, and different people come in and out, but there's just such a lovely balanced flow to this whole course that you've given to us. And I'm going to miss everybody.
Oh,
so, thank you, everybody else in the class, because you've given all of us so much, each of you. And Hillary, for providing this forum and all the wonderful, wonderful content, but also all the energy that each and every person has brought to it. It's made it so complete.
Just it's so true. It's all evoked by who shows up, you know. Every bit of it. It's so important to know that it's really the way we show up is what we are evoking from our environment and from other people. You know, people, we all show up with our stuff, too, but we show up with our spirit. We show up kind of like puzzle pieces, and whatever matches that is going to come. And how we show up really matters, and everyone has shown up with such openness, and my goodness, everyone's been so engaged. I've gotten so many, you know, emails and comments and helpful hints and just the celebrations and also questions and challenges. All that has really gone into the formation. It's co-created. This is co-created. I'm holding the space and listening, and then whatever comes through. You know, classes are not scripted. I prepare a real lot, but then whatever comes out from all the preparation, depending on what the energy of the group is like. And this has been a wonderful group. Thank you for bringing that up to the fore even more, how, you know, we are, this is our power. It's a co-creative power. And this is a space where that can come out, where we can be reminded of that and can tap into it. And where we can remind each other, yes, it's real. It's not just this ephemeral, airy-fairy, or flaky thing. It's very powerful, very palpable, and real. So thank you, Adrian, for bringing that up and highlighting that so well.
Thank you, Hillary, for putting it into much more lucid words than I can ever do.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Adrian, what's one of your favorite items on your altar?
Oh, it's so interesting. So this is the only session where I've been in my office, sitting on a stool so that I cannot go to sleep. I wouldn't have tonight anyway. But I'm surrounded by all of my wonderful special objects in my office. And one of them that I just, when you said put everything down and create an altar, well, I'm in front of my little altar, but I couldn't put down this one egg-shaped stone.
Mm.
I don't even know the name of it, but it's about it's probably about 3 inches long and an inch and a quarter, inch and a half in wide, and it's a kind of grayish purple, most of it. In the grayish purple is this absolutely stunningly gorgeous rose color stone.
Oh, is that lapidolite? Oh, I forget what it is. I don't know. Don't listen to me.
I don't think that's it, but
Oh, wow, it sounds gorgeous.
But I'll have to show it to you sometime.
Yeah.
But the rose color in there actually looks like a rose.
Ah.
Like there's a flower in the middle of this, which I never noticed before. So that.
So you had gazed at it and it really looked back at you. You saw even more, and you've had it around for a while, and you really had a close encounter with it.
Yes, it spoke back to me. It really, really did.
And it's
just beautiful energy. It kind of goes with the ceremony of the class.
Yes, talk about speaking back to you. Adrian's an animal communicator, and all of us have our different gifts of communicating with nature. Gosh, we have a wonderful woman in our women's circle in Carmel, too, who works with minerals and stones and does stone balancing. And many of you are amazing with plants. You have a gift with plants, or you're incredible domestic goddesses who cook, and I'm so in awe of the domestic goddesses. I'm opening up to receive more of that energy myself. And I just want to appreciate everyone for all of your gifts. And to we don't see our own gifts. We see other people's so easily, and we don't see our own. And it's, so it's wonderful in a circle to have them reflected back and to really take them in. And one of you also was Louise shared with me, she discovered her way of expressing her feminine energy was through textile art. And she's going to explore making clothing with that. She's always loved knitting and things, but she really like woke up to, oh my God, that's what I love to do. That's the creative, that has juice, that has spark. And so a lot of you have told me you've woken up to something that's been very natural to you that you've kind of taken for granted and didn't realize you could really take it to the next level. And that the natural gift is something that comes easily. That acknowledge it, recognize it, say yes to it, embrace it, and express it. And then your goddess calendar can help you do that. Once you know what the soul gift is, what the core gift is, then you can use the balance of masculine structure and focus to the feminine to allow support for that feminine flow, and you can prioritize the activities that you want to do to express that gift. Once you give it its due and say, oh my God, I want to do this, I want to create space for it, then you can balance your life and start, just begin by creating a little space somewhere in your week for it, and then build on that and continue to build on that and practice the exercises with conscious breathing and, you know, being first before doing and noticing how much energy there is in the doing. You know, we start with acceptance for things that are not that we're not so jazzed about, and then what things we are really enlivened for that we enjoy and what things we're incredibly enthusiastic about. So go for the juice, ladies. I'm just encouraging you all, and thank you so much, Adrienne, for sparking this. I'm encouraging you all to recognize your gifts and to allow your inner masculine to support them and create space for them so that they can grow like a pregnancy. And then bring your practices from the being space into the doing with enjoyment and enthusiasm. And I will let you know about more options for support coming up. I'm going to turn off the recording first. Let's hold on a second. Okay, good night, everybody. But I have an announcement to come here. Hold on.